Okay, thank you, worship team, again. And thank you for coming. It's summer. Yeah, summer. Do you know the kind of strangeness of Hiroshima's summer, especially in this area? In the daytime, is not so bad, because we have breeze close to the sea. But after the sun went down, goes down, the breeze is gone. So the heat, yeah, starts in the nighttime. Yeah, in my house, we don't use air conditioning before we eat dinner. Yeah, but when we start eating dinner, I turn on the air conditioning. Yeah. The problem is 10 or 11, when, you know, it's getting so warm, and I was always thinking, should I keep the air conditioning on, or should I turn off? Yeah. But every summer, yeah, this is my question, you know, every night. Yeah. Somebody said, why don't you keep the air conditioning on? You know, but I don't feel not good, you know, when I sleep in air conditioning air. You know, this artificial cold. Yeah. I need natural cold. Yeah. Maybe I should pray. All right. Today, I'd like to preach Romans chapter 2, verse 1 to 16, kind of long. But I cannot cut or separate this text into two or three. So let me read chapter 2, verse 1 to 16, Romans. You, therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil. First for the Jews, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jews, first for the Jew, and for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Amen. Very strong teaching, but very important. First, Paul said, do not judge anyone. Of course, we can tell if somebody commits sins. We can tell him or her, you're committing sins, that is against the teaching of the Bible. We can tell. But the judgment here means you act like God, you know, without knowing or without any valid standard, you can tell him or her you are wrong. You know, you are doing completely out of something. You know, judgment is like the judge on the court. Sometimes we do very small things, or sometimes very big or bad things about judgment, especially someone close to you or close to me. You know. But like Jesus said, we should not judge like as God. God, of course, God is the only one who can judge without any mistakes, without any favoritism, without any mistakes, because he knows everything. But we do not know everything. We do not. We just know a simple, small things, but we judge. So if we judge somebody, we will be judged. This is the truth. When we judge somebody, we'll be judged. So when you are mere men, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? No, nobody can escape God's judgment. I feel, as a pastor, probably one of my mistakes I watched many sermons and preaching, of course, in English ones or Japanese. We pastors or preachers do not preach about judgment. But this is wrong. It's not threatening, but we have to, as preachers, we have to preach more about judgment. Yeah. Like the Catholic Church, you know, when you get in the Catholic Church, what you see? The judgment, right? Yeah. They show the judgment. Of course, they show Jesus Christ and history of the Bibles, the judgment was the was very important teaching in Catholic churches. Of course, in Protestant, the judgment is very important, but we tend to soften the teaching of the Bible, you know, because we are too much about sensitive about power harassment, or you know, if you do too much severe things, they do not listen to. They're not coming to the church because the pastor always telling about judgment and judgment, judgment. Of course, I do not preach about judgment every Sunday, but maybe I have to preach about judgment a couple times in a year. Because judgment is the key of everything. Because God will judge. Because every single human being will be judged in front of God, God sent His Son. Right? If there is no judgment, God doesn't need to send His only Son. So the judgment and redemption, judgment and salvation is set, okay? Without judgment, no salvation. We don't need any salvation. But God will judge on the last day of the world. No one can escape. No one can escape. So we have to think about judgment more close event, because we don't know when Jesus come back. We don't know when this world will end, right? But sometimes we think judgment will far away. Maybe 10 years over, or not will happen when I'm living, or what do you think? Judgment will be tomorrow? Why not? Will be this afternoon. But you know, we think judgment is far away, so we do things what we want to do. Sometimes we ignore the teaching of the Bible. Bible says, love your neighbor, love God. But we do not love our neighbors. God, sorry, I cannot love this one, this guy, because I don't like him, I don't like her. But I will regret someday. Yeah. So please, let me do what I want to do for now, because your judgment is far away. But this is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. We have no time. We have no time. That is the teaching of the Bible. Jesus is coming right away. Jesus is coming like Santa Claus? Nobody knows when. Even Jesus said, nobody knows. Only the Father knows. So, judgment, if we have to put the judgment of God right here, right in front of us, not far away, over 100 years, 200, 5 or 10, right here. So if we think seriously, more seriously about judgment, we need salvation. We need grace. If you think about more serious about judgment, we have to change our attitudes. We have to change ourselves. Right? Yeah. That is verse 4 and 5. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, and not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience? The reason why we can live today, why? His tolerance, his mercy, his love, his kindness, his patience. Because he is patient, we can live. We can say, we can do, we can work, we can study, we can do anything because he is patient. If he is not patient, this word, gone. Me, not here. Right? Oh, you don't know about his patience. No, Pastor, I'm patient. God is patient. God give us time. This time is not time we create. This is the time God creates, God gives us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every single moment we have to know this single moment is the sign of his patience. This is the sign of his tolerance. This is the sign of the riches of his kindness. Kindness, tolerance, and patience over these things, what is here? Judgment. Judgment. We are surrounded by kindness and patience and tolerance of God. We are guarded. Without these things, judgment. But if we forget this truth, we do not obey his teachings, his will, pretty easily, you know. Then Paul said, God will give to each person according to who has done. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by patience in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. Yeah. Man. Doing good seek glory, honor, immortality. Good seek glory of me? No. Glory of God? Honor of me? No. Honor of God. And immortality. This is what we have to seek. Do not seek yourself's comfortability or happy or riches. That is totally wrong. But Paul said, those who by patience in doing good things, we need patience. We need patience because God is patient. God is patient to us. That's why we have to be patient. But for those who are self-seeking, put the underline this word, self-seeking. This is the key word of 21st century. Yeah. Self-seeking. Yeah. This is the whole teaching of the 21st century. Self-seeking, self-success. Ah, everything is for you. Self-seeking. But this is not the 21st century book. First century. So it's over 2,000 years. They're seeking themselves. Those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth, we have to be careful. If we are seeking ourselves, self-seeking. Do I seek myself's comfortable, myself's joy, myself's happy, myself's rich, myself's easy? But the whole word teaches us, seek yourself. Yeah, be free. Do it, do yourself what you want. Right? This is wrong. This is against this book. This book says, do not seek yourself. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. You know that. Yep. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you seek the kingdom of God, you cannot make that decision. You cannot go that way. But the Bible said, for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. Wrath and anger. This is true. This is true. Yeah, but I'm saved. I believe in Jesus. So Jesus' blood cleaned my sins. So I'm okay, you know. So I can do anything because I'm saved. Is that right? No. Read Romans 6 after. We are saved barely, you know. We should not be arrogant because we are saved. Why? Jesus died for me. So if we believe in Jesus, he died for me, we do whatever he wants me to do. Right? Yeah. That is the faith. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have to do whatever he wants you to do. You should not do whatever he does not want you to do. That's the faith. Not just say, as I believe in Jesus Christ. No. James said that is the death of your faith. Your faith is dead because you do not act like Abraham. Why he was righteous because he acted. He followed the will of God, because he followed. He devoted his only son, not because he said, "Yeah, okay, okay, God, I believe in you." No. He acted. For those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. I can say, even if you are Christian, I can say, yeah. Yes, I'm Christian. But God is the one give you the judgment. Yeah. Not me. Even mafia guys, they say, I'm Christian. Yeah? Yeah, we're Christians. You know, we pray before we kill somebody. It's not right. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who did evil. There will be trouble and distress for every human being. Every human being who did evil. What evil? What evil? Killing the people? Stole somebody? No, I don't think so. If you do not love God and do not love neighbor, that is evil. Because that is a teaching. That's the rule, a law of the Bible. Love God and love neighbor. If you do not, I think that is evil. First for Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. If I'm Jew, I'll tear this page out. No! God only loves Jews. No Gentile. They're out. Remember who wrote this letter? Paul, the Jew. So this is kind of revelation, you know, to the Jews. But this is true. For God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey law who will be declared righteous. Yeah. Paul said, for it is not those who hear the law, that's what said, you know, that's what I said, not just hear the law, but who are righteous in God's sight. Not just hear, who are righteous in God's sight. He has the, like the hammer, you know. He's the only one, righteous or not. But it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Not just hear, but obey. And verse 14 and 15 is very interesting for Gentiles. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are law for themselves. Even though written on their hearts, their conscience, also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. So the conscience, even the Gentiles, we do not have the law, we don't have Mosaic law, but we have conscience. In Greek, synoidesis. Oh no, synoidesis is the word of conscience. Means call knowledge by the side of the original consciousness of the act. Call knowledge by the side of the original consciousness of the act, which means somebody right beside yourself. Yeah. So when you think something, you know, you feel maybe another one who you in your brain says no or yes. You can discuss in yourself, right? So This conscience means somebody like Paul said, also bearing witness, somebody in your heart. So this does not mean conscience in even in Gentiles have the perfect standard. No, that is not the meaning. Like, if you follow your conscience, you will never commit sin. No, no. We commit sin. But God gave us conscience. It's like a witness, you know. So you can tell you're doing bad or good. But that is not the perfect, standard. But so the Jews have the law, but the Gentiles have conscience. But those standards are not perfect. Only God has the perfect standard, so he will judge. But we can even tell which is good or bad with our conscience. Yeah. So the verse 16 says, this will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets. God will judge men's secrets. What this mean? Men's secrets. Something you hide, something you will never disclose. God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. So we have to know, or we have to think about, the judgment is not too far. Judgment is right here. Whatever we do, whatever we make any decisions, whatever we say, we have to think judgment is here. This consciousness is very important. Not so far, not too far. Many, many years ago. Then we can maybe change our decision. Or then we can realize we have to be changed. Also, another one, we are surrounded by God's riches, riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience. So we have to think about, we are surrounded by his kindness, tolerance, and patience, and realize that God's kindness leads you toward repentance. In verse 5, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath. Wow. Whew. Storing up wrath against you. Storing up the wrath of God because of our stubbornness and unrepentant heart. Lord, sorry. Oh, we have to go and pray, you know. We have to repent every single moment. Lord, we am stubborn. I'm too stubborn. But God is patient. God is tolerant. His kindness. He's waiting for our repentance. He's waiting for soften our neck. Say yes to God. That's why we praise the Lord. That's why we believe in him. That's why we have hope. Without his tolerance, no hope. Just judgment. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are very sorry that we put your judgment far away. We confess that. we put your judgment far away, and we just think ourselves, we seek ourselves. Lord, change our hearts. Let us seek the kingdom of God. Let us seek you, not me. Lord, let us realize that we are surrounded by your tolerance and grace and love and kindness and patience. Lord, thank you for conscience in our hearts. And thank you for the Holy Spirit in our heart now, which works that we lead us toward your will. Thank you for this time. And Lord, because this judgment will come when we don't know, we need Jesus. We need cross. We need his blood very badly. We need your blood right now. We need the cross every single moment because we are stubborn, because we are unrepentant. Lord, make ourselves like Jesus. Let us follow him, not just listening, just hear, obey him, Lord. Then our faith will be alive. Then we can stand in front of you when the judgment day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.